Tourists in Jammu start leaving following the temple attack. Tourists who had begun pouring in the state after the installation of a democratically elected government are beginning to leave following the latest attack on Raghunath Temple on Sunday. At least 13 people have died and more than 52 injured in the attack, which comes as a warning from the militants active in the state that the long-standing anti-Indian revolt was not dead. Hotel authorities said that the panic-stricken foreign tourists putting up in hotels across the city have started to check out and many were making arrangements to fly out.
जो कुछ भी हो रहा है गलत हो रहा है, तो ये बंद होना चाहिए, इससे हमारे बिजनेस को बहुत फर्क पड़ता है, तो मैं इस होटल का मालिक हूँ, जैसे जैसे ये गड़बड़ हुआ, यहाँ से सभी टूरिस्ट भागने चले गए यहाँ से, तो ये होना नहीं चाहिए, जो भी हुआ गलत हुआ.
As security continues to be the nagging concern for most tourists in the state, it may be some time before they would be able to leave as the city has been put under curfew as a precautionary measure. Nearly 5 hours after the first temple was attacked in the 150-year-old Raghunath Temple complex, gunfire continued at another temple 200 yards away in the heart of Jammu. A crowd of tourists gathered at telephone booths in the city and made frantic calls to their relatives back home to assure them of their safety. Many domestic tourists were among those who made emergency calls.
लोग तो सहमे हुए हैं, डर तो है, क्योंकि इतना बड़ा हादसा पहले भी हुआ था, अब दोबारा फिर हुआ, तो डर तो होता ही हर एक इंसान के मन में कि क्या बात हो जाए, अब इतनी बड़ी घटना हो गई अचानक, तो जैसे मैं हूँ हम भी इसी चीज में डरे हुए कि कहीं घर वाले क्या ना सोचे, जब तो बात नहीं होगी तो उनके मन में रहेगा कि यार कोई फोन नहीं आया, हमने ये न्यूज़ सुनी है, क्या कैसे होंगे, क्या हुआ.
The tourism industry, already suffering a global slump after the September 11 attacks, was severely hurt following an escalation in tensions between India and Pakistan. The latest temple's attack in Jammu is likely to make the situation worse. Poonam Dagar, ANI.